You can see that the title is Finishing the Course, and there is an athletic track with nobody on it, but to give the idea of what we're thinking about in our service. If you recall, I had a reading from Luke chapter 9 at the beginning of the service. And the last verse was Luke chapter 9, verse 62, and I've been thinking about it in preparation for this sermon, and the words, of course, are on the screen. No one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Now, of course, those words were spoken by Jesus when people came to him, and they kind of, you get the impression, they were making a kind of a light-hearted commitment that they were just going to follow Jesus, and they hadn't quite thought out the implications of having to persevere, and that it might just not be as easy. And Jesus didn't want to give any impression, nor should we, and churches shouldn't give the impression that following Jesus is all sunshine. Someone said, yes, it is a bed of roses. It's got thorns and all, and we mustn't forget that. So I think that's what's in Jesus' mind. No one who puts his hand to the plough, he wasn't saying don't come, but he was saying, look, let's count the cost. Now, of course, that statement would have resonated more with the agricultural community of generations years ago in Jesus' day than to many of us in 2024. Are there any farmers in this church? Some of them appeared on television. Wasn't there at one stage fussing about a kettle or something? I think I recall. But I'm sure there are one or two. Anyway, I don't suppose that even any of the farmers here have ever ploughed like what we see on the screen there, with a single furrow plough. But clearly, not that ever I know, but clearly I would get the impression it was a laborious, difficult, slow effort for a horse, and especially for the poor man that was struggling behind under the heat of the sun, pulling that plough through the ground. There are easier ways to do things now. But the implication of that picture and the implication of what Jesus was saying is simple, and it's clear to understand. If the farmer did not keep his eye on the finishing line at the top of the field, and if he had decided to look around him and so on, the plough would have went this way and that way, and he would not have been ploughing a straight furrow. And I understand that farmers took great pride in the fact that their ploughing was perfectly straight from one side of the field to the other. Of course, there were ploughing matches around. And indeed, not far from our first last congregation at Kilrats, some of you will know that the World Ploughing Competition took place at Lyme Park, Armagh, in 1959. If you go down the road, you'll still see at Lyme Park, you'll still see a little model of a plough, and a horse, and so on. A reminder of that when a man, McMillan from Belfast, won that competition. And I suspect it was done in a means just like that. Putting your hand to the plough and not looking back. Jesus used that lovely illustration to teach a very valuable lesson in the Christian life. It's a lesson that is absolutely timeless. The method may have changed, the lesson the same. Looking forward, straight ahead in life. Let me give you another example. We shouldn't take those too often, but sometimes you've got a sore throat or you've got a chest infection or something. You go to the doctor and he gives you a course of these pills, a course of antibiotics. And when you start to take them, you'll discover, of course, that they do help. So we shouldn't take them too often. But it'll always say, as it says on that packet in my pocket now, it says you must finish the course. Otherwise, you'll not get the relief that you would hope. You must finish the course. You might be shocked to know this, but when I was at school a long time ago, to get out of playing rugby, we had the chance to choose in games on a Tuesday afternoon to running a big circle, a big area around the Ngannon area, a big circle, and you'd arrive back in school in time for to get changed for the final bell to get the bus. Now, I'm embarrassed to admit this, especially as going out online, but sometimes we took a shortcut, and we took it at a more leisurely pace, and we dawdled around, and we arrived back in school just in time to get the bus. Now, such misdemeanors, I've no doubt, would not be tolerated in any PE department today. But finishing the course, what does the scripture mean when Paul said, looking back over life, and he was giving this wonderful testimony at the end of his life, an old man, we believe, and he was telling Timothy, the younger guy, he said, I fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness which the Lord will give me, and not only to me, but to all who long for his appearing. Yes, like the jigsaw, there is something worthwhile at the end when we finish the course. Now, I'm sure many sermons have been preached on this pulpit on the Christian race, but I want you to think about it again today. Long distance running does not just focus on speed. It focuses on endurance, sticking it out, persevering to the end. The athletes pace themselves so that then as they come to the finishing line, they pull out the stops and they get there. They keep their eyes focused on the goal, on the end line. But you know, sadly in life, Christian people do not always keep their eye on the finishing line, or they hope to finish. But along the way, other things come in. Distractions, worldly attractions, allurements. And like the farmer and the plough, if we look back, well, we don't plough straight to the end of the ridge. I love William Cooper's. William Cooper is one of my favorite hymn writers. And in one of the hymns, one of his famous hymns, A Closer Walk with God, you get the impression that Cooper was looking at his life, and he saw that things weren't as they should be. And he wrote those famous words, and I'm sure you've sung them often. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus and his word? Getting the impression that as he looked back, everything wasn't right. He wasn't plowing the straight course, as it were. Something else had happened, and it wasn't as close to God as he should have been. How do you hope to finish up in life? That's a real question to consider. St. Paul said, as it's paraphrased in the Message translation, he said, I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. I'm not going to get caught telling somebody else and then missing out myself. The Christian life is a long distance race. Yes, it is true that distance will be different for each one of us. Nobody knows the length of days we will live on this earth. We all want to live as long as we can. The Christian experience begins, as we said, with the children, with the moment of our conversion when we put our faith in Christ and turn to him, like the jigsaw making the start. But then we embark on the journey, like the farmer behind the plough, as Jesus referred in Luke 9:62. We've got to persevere. It's a challenge to be single-minded. Often the ground is rough and stony and hard. Sometimes it's difficult. The Christian race is not a walk in the park, as some people try to tell us. It definitely is not. Karl Marx said Christianity was the opium of the people. He's quite wrong. Christianity has difficulties. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulations. It's not going to be all sunshine. And those difficulties help to make us strong. They help to make us to rely on the Lord more. They help to develop our character. They help to make us the people that God wants us to be. And when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Yes, difficulties will come, and you've maybe experienced that. I'm sure you have. But we need perseverance, looking unto Jesus. I want to encourage you today to look to Jesus, but I want to encourage you to hold on to the faith. It's so easy to lose heart. Many have. To hold on to the faith, especially in the hard times. You know, in the Old Testament, one of the most interesting books in the Old Testament, one of the oldest bits of literature actually in the Old Testament, is the book of Job. And Job, as you know, was a man who was tested and he was tried beyond what any reasonable person could possibly endure. And you remember what he said in words that were made famous by Handel's Messiah. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that in the end, when I stand upon the earth and after my skin has been destroyed, in the end I myself will see God. Job was anxious to persevere with all the trials that were unimaginable, and he knew there was something better at the end. What an example of faith in the midst of such terrible, terrible atrocity. Your situation or mine will be very different, I hope, to that of Job. But we do take courage in the circumstance that however dark the valley may be that we seem to be in, we lean on the everlasting arms. We trust him right to the end. We must not give up. Don't give up. Put your hand to the plow and look back. That's the important thing. Paul said, I'm giving it everything I've got. Like the way Peterson paraphrased that reading that we had. I'm giving it everything I've got. I'm finishing the course. I've purpose. I've goal. I have faith in the risen, ascended Lord. Faith that's like an anchor, sure and steadfast. We have a lot of talk these days about space exploration, and the moon and so on and so forth. Many years ago, a cartoon was drawn up, and it depicted two men on the moon and supposedly looking down on the earth. You try to picture it in your mind, your imagination. And one man on the moon said to the other, what are they doing down there? What are they doing? Ask him to reply, they're going. Where are they going? He asked. And the answer came back, they're not going anywhere in particular. They're just going. The point being about life, if we're not going anywhere, we certainly finish up nowhere. Very clearly, St. Paul had a different view. St. Paul, on his earthly journey, saw purpose and saw meaning. He saw what life was about. He knew where he was going. He saw a goal because of his conversion on the Damascus Road, a race to be run, a course to be finished, trials to be endured, but blessings to be enjoyed. Single-mindedly, he said, I'm giving it everything I've got. I'm aiming for the finishing line, to be with Christ, which is far better. May I ask of you today, here in church or online, have you that assurance of faith, personal faith, and have you the resolve to overcome every depressing handicap? Life can be tough. It can be. Sometimes it's very, very tough for some people. Overcome the handicap as we run the race. God may expose us to criticism and opposition. It'll be depressive stumbling blocks along the road. But surely to strengthen our character, we don't appreciate it at the time, to deepen our faith, don't just focus on speed and days of ease. It takes endurance. The farmer with the plough had to focus and endure the hard ground and plough the straight furrow, looking to the end. Or the illustration I used about the antibiotics. You need to finish the course. Like an athlete or a sportsman, you need discipline. Life is a training ground. It can be hard. Not the sort of carry on that we did at the Royal School. That wasn't very good. I know these past number of years haven't been easy, and indeed it was stated in the announcements there, if you haven't come back to church, and some people are struggling a bit with that. And it has been difficult when we couldn't meet, or it was difficult when we had to wear those masks and sanitize our hands. We probably still should. And why did we do it? We did it because we had to get through it. We were hopeful for better things. And praise God, we can meet again, as the late Queen said. We were hopeful for better things. But this is a parable of the Christian life, isn't it? Having something great to look forward to. At the end, it is worthwhile enduring, helping us to endure the trials that we may face now, the tough times. Finish the jigsaw, and it will be worthwhile. The Christian faith has hope. It really has. It has purpose. It has a goal. Yes, it has a heavenly reward. And my wish for you, wherever you may be facing at the moment, is that you will embrace the Savior, that you will fight the good fight of faith, that you'll finish the course that is laid out for you, and triumph in the end, like Job. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Some years ago, maybe 25 years ago now, an old lady in Randallstown congregation where I was minister said to me, she had a conversation with me, and she said, because she had been to the doctor with her eyesight problem, and she wanted something done, and the doctor basically was telling her she had too many birthdays and he could do nothing for the eyes. And she said to me, Mr. McLean, I think I'll just have to pahal on. Now, I don't know how you would spell that word, but I think I know what she meant. And I think it summed it up very well. And maybe for some people in life, that's what we've got to do. Pahal on, as it were. Keep continuing going on. Paul advises, run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Give it everything you've got. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that you will encourage us in our faith. Sometimes we get disillusioned and down. Sometimes we say, is it worthwhile? Sometimes the trials that we face, maybe even the very world, that the things that we're bombarded with all around us, make us want to give up and lose heart. Lord, write this text upon our minds today, putting our hand to the plow and not looking back, and we will see you face to face, we pray. Bless us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen.